Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and how are you? My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. A couple of interesting things. Somebody asked me who we're having next week, and I said, Catherine Tybal. And they're like, isn't she the Western writer? I said, yes, but she's a very good writer. Oh, okay, no problem. And when I talked about tonight's guest, they're like, oh, I want to talk to her. She's so famous. I'm like, okay. Wait a second, I can touch her ring. And yeah, okay. All kidding aside, Dina Remmel is an all-around author. She drives me crazy. She is my friend. And I can say that without getting hit. How are you,
maybe.
Dina? Maybe.
Good. How are you? I might swatch
you. Just remember, I have a girlfriend, and she will kill you.
Well, I'll make sure to stay out of her way while I'm swatting you. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing great. And Marvy, you know, I'm using terms that are, I'm doing Marvy, and somebody's like, Marvy.
Wonderful. I'm sorry if you're hearing some
I'm not worried about it. I hear it in the background. I'm not worried about
you
it. I'm more concerned about hearing you.
Well, I guess we should break it to your listeners, and that, you know, my day job, I'm a school teacher. I teach 7th and 8th grade gifted and talented kids English. And so the day just ended, and so, of course, they have to make all these announcements. But I'm here on the phone, dying to talk
really
to everybody.
I'm
so lucky that I get to do my two passions of writing and teaching. It's just awesome. Can't wish for a better life.
I know. It is that great. It really is. So tell me something.
Yeah.
You are doing two writers' workshops. Tell me about that. How you got there and what they're about. I know they're about writing, but tell them about that and when they are, so people can get tickets or whatever and see you and touch
your
ring.
So I would love to see people. This is a writers' conference, so it is in Mesa, Arizona. It's called Cirque du Livre. And they can go to CirqueDeLivre.com and get all the information. On Saturday, I'm going to be teaching two workshops. One, all about crafting your characters. And the way I do it, you know, it's more like a sculptor, if you will. I really equip a person who's a sculptor of sculpture. So I'm really going to enjoy teaching folks about that. And that's earlier in the day. And then later on in the afternoon is my talk about, well, you wrote a book, so now what? We'll be talking about the paths to publishing. We'll be talking the difference between publishers and predatory publishers. We'll be talking about how to get an agent, if that's the way you want to go, or how to publish through self-publishing, through small press, you know, just all the ins and outs of that.
Okay.
So those are the two workshops.
Hopefully
so there are many
they'll
more.
Invite me next year, and then I'll do a workshop or two, and you can come visit me, and I can come visit you, and they're like, you're here? Yeah, Dina's here. I'm listening.
I'd love it.
I used to do Balticon years ago. And a friend of mine said, you know, I want to meet Jack Chalker. Mm-hmm. And Jack is, of course, no longer with us. And, you know, she met him. You're Jack Chalker. And Jack is... takes her hand and puts it on and says, hold her, make sure she doesn't fall.
Oh,
he says, I'm as human as you are. So I would love to meet the We talk so much on the phone. I would love to see Dina in person. And I think all of you need
to
see her and do these workshops with her. She is that good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Okay, I've heard her on talk on other shows and even mine before, and she is a great author. Do me a favor. You have a wonderful story how you got an agent.
I do. It's fantastic. So I had written a novella called Forbidden Union. It was in a box set. And when I got it back to do it what I will, I happened to come across an agent at a conference. So, hey, folks out there, if you're writers and you're wondering how can I nab an agent, the best thing to do is go to writers' conferences and sign up for those pitch sessions. So I happened to see her, and I said, hey, you know what? I have this story here. I know it's not full length, but just check it out. Well, I tell her my pitch, and the hair, I saw the hair raise on her arms, goosebumps. She says, oh, my God, you got to send it to me. I went, absolutely. So I sent it to her, and she said, yeah, it definitely needs, if you can expand this to a full length, I want to do it. I want to be your agent. I'm like, I want you to be my agent. So Victress Literary Agency is my agent. Shannon Orso is actually my agent. And she said, I want more. And I said, I can do it. So I expanded a little novella into a full-length novel. And, oh, my gosh, I absolutely adore this story. And I adored the fact that I now have an agent. I feel like I've leveled up a bit. And I encourage people to seek
one. You are the best.
Oh, thanks, Bennett. I'm going to take a little umbrage here and just say, you know what?
Cheerleading pom poms and everything else. I'm your fan. I'm a fan of. She is a great writer.
I know.
Let me.
Thank you.
Post that on for a minute and tell you about this writer. She is. I've read her stuff. She is amazing. I just wish I could write as good as she can. Okay. Enough of the cheerleading.
All right. Let me cool down my cheeks there. Okay. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I write for myself, but I write for other people as well. And so it's important that the people I write for really enjoy the stories, the journeys that these characters go through, because they do. They do go through a journey, and they do have issues, and they wind up finding a way around hardship. And the Forbidden Union, the concept there is fascinating in that it talks about genealogy, and these two people are researching their family's histories, and it winds up that their history intertwines with one another in a most fabulous way. One of them has a slave, a runaway slave as an ancestor, and the other has the house that helped him deliver him to freedom. It was an Underground Railroad stop. And that's all I'm going to say right now, because it is a fantastic modern story and historical story. So I've got, it's like parallel narratives going on in this.
I can't, I'm saying this and take this in the, you're a tease.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand it. I can't wait to work on it again.
God, I love you, but you're tease. I mean, you know.
Aww.
I'm already wanting to buy
my job.
Such a tease.
You know, what would I be? I got to tease you, because I can't deliver it yet, but I can tease you about what it is, you know. So hopefully next year it'll be out for sale, you know. I'm really looking forward to working on it.
And hopefully you'll get me the galleys now. What do you call an internet copy? I call a still. I'm so used to the paper copies I used to get, and you go to ABA, you go somewhere else, and they'd give you a book. Today, I'll get you a download, you know. I have friends that send me their books 4 months before they're published. It's finished editing. Here's the book, Bennett. Review it.
Yeah.
4 months ahead.
Well, that's what I would do.
When
I will send it to you. But
they give me a time and I review it.
Yeah, I could.
So I'm
actually
waiting.
Well, I shall talk to my agent and see about when I can give it to you. I think it has to go to a publisher first. And then I can give it to you. You're going to have to wait
a
little bit.
I am easy.
Okay.
The next time you come, you bring
In the meanwhile, I'm working on other things. I am outlining another angel book. I'm outlining another book waitress book. Thing about those two series is that I had books written, not finished yet, but on their way to being finished. And of course, nightmare of all nightmares happened, and the hard drive crashed, and whatever was written was unsalvageable. So I've had to take a step away because I've just been so heartbroken over it. But enough time has passed, I think, that I can meet the need of fresh material for these two series
and start again.
Did you
bury the former hard drive? Did you send the computer off?
You don't want to know what I did to that.
A flaming computer, sending it off on a boat to the middle of nowhere, like Viking funeral.
That is exactly what I did. Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare. I could not believe it. I was nearly done with the book Waitress, the fifth book. And I was about a quarter of the way in the angel book. And I just I can't even. So while I'm waiting for continued work on Forbidden Union, you know, I go back and I start outlining those things. Because I can't not write, you know. I have to write. It's just the way it is. My life.
But is there a genre you have not attempted and want to?
I have not attempted romantic comedy, and I actually have a story outlined for that, so for the first time, and it's semi-autobiographical. Tinges of my life will show up in that. You know, I was recently diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So I'm putting that little tweak in there, so that should be interesting. You know, all the different things.
Don't forget to mention me. I want my name put in the book, and somebody says, "You're mentioned in her book." Yeah, I am. I would love
you could be my doctor.
Science fiction or fantasy convention, and somebody reads a book and they see your my name. You're famous. I am.
You're going to
be
Dr. Bennett Pomerantz, okay?
It's a true statement.
That's a promise.
Don't mess with
me. I'm not messing with you. You're Dr. Bennett Pomerantz. You're going to be my doctor.
We'll have lots of
conversations.
Yeah.
It's going to be so funny.
I'd love
Are
it
you
to
in?
Be one.
Are you
I'm
in?
In?
All right.
I'm in. Anything you want, darling. You can do almost anything to me.
As long as it's on paper.
A friend of mine years ago wrote a Babylon 5 spec script. And she had Ivanova go saving the tushy of the other people. And she had her second in command, Lieutenant Pomerantz. And, of course, the script sold the script was almost sold. But they had to change from Sinclair to the other guy, Bruce Boxleitner's character. So I was like, I was so depressed. I could have been famous for 5 seconds.
You could have been. You could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. Oh, my God. Let me do my homework before, and then I'm going to go do your homework. But let me do my homework. In the next few weeks, we're going to have some guests on this show, sitting in the hot seat like Dina is. Next week is Catherine Tyball. She will be on April 30th. Michelle Revostock will be on May 7th. She is a blogger, and she has a wonderful mommy blog that I love, and so you have to talk to her. On the 14th, Lisa J. Comstock with her space pirate books. Oh, God, she's great. On the 21st, you can't miss this woman. She is a radio host. She's an author. she does everything. That's Elizabeth Black. She's coming up. And from the Walking Dead podcasts, I got one of the hostesses, Casey Shapiro, will be here on June 4th. This is a virgin to Blog Talk Radio. E.S. Tilton will be my guest. So, and in the upcoming months, I only have Paris Alton Bond, Valerie Douglas, Jennifer Chase, Gene Spacusa, and Yvonne Mason. Oh, God, I love Yvonne Mason. Okay. Yeah, so, you know what's upcoming, folks. And now it's the lovely, my guest's turn to promote what, tell them more about where they can find your stuff.
Sure. Well, you can find my stuff online at any retailer, like on Amazon and BNN and Kobo and iTunes and all that. I've got quite the library now available to you. I've got Angels. I got an Angels series called The Brethren. I've got a Book Waitress series called The Book Waitress. I've got a series called Love Among the Ruins, which I adore that series. It's a four-book series where each book focuses on a different immortal character. I've got a Lost Prince of Atlantis. I've got an Irish sea god. I've got an Anasazi princess. And I've got a good old-fashioned malevolent ghost. And all take place in various locations. And then I've got another series. It's a Wolf Shifter series that's part of a multi-author series called The Black Hills Wolves. I've got Disquieted Souls and Salvaged Souls. Oh, those are so angsty, my man. Oh, my gosh. And then I've got some, you know, individual pieces like Unhinged. It's a supernatural suspense. That can be found everywhere. I've got a short story called Ghost of a Chance from a long time ago. And then I've got another standalone romantic suspense called Finding Lost. I've got such a creepy stalker in that one, man. I creeped myself out when I wrote that book. I really did. So there's
have
a ton of stuff available.
Since everything is semi-autobiographical, have you ever thought of writing your biography?
I don't think it's interesting enough. That's why the semi-autobiographical rom-com that I'm going to write is, I think that'll be good enough.
Okay, but
I mean, I don't know.
Something.
To me, you know, I'm just a teacher and a mom and a writer doing her thing, and you know, nothing extraordinary.
And you
but,
impress
you know.
Me more than you'll ever know. I'm waiting for the book. I'm waiting to read her life. I know you're a mom, and I know you're a teacher, and I know you're a writer, and you blow me away.
Thank you.
And I don't want
I don't want
other people in your life to get rude, but I love everything you do. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm more of a nurturer of other people than I am of myself. You know, I've got student winners of national writing contests. That's my joy. My kids, they are doing great. They're my pride and joy. And my books are my babies too. And I am so proud of them. You know, I just feel so blessed that I'm able to be creative and write what I do. And then I get to go be crazy and wild at conventions like Phoenix Fan Fusion. I'm going to be at that too, by the way, if anyone wants to come around the Island of Awe, AWW, Amazing Wicked Writers, I'll be there signing books and selling books and looking all sorts of wonderful.
I wish I was in Arizona to come visit them. I wish
Y'all,
I was
that
there.
Would be
I
great.
Would... Next, if they invite me, I'll come.
They should.
I mean, I have a lot, I have nothing to say, and I have a lot to say, so I would love to come, especially if you were a guest, and we'd both go to the bar, right?
You got it. That's for sure. I really,
okay.
I enjoy these cons. I do.
I used to I used to do about 30 a year. And
oh my gosh.
I used to do 30 weekends a year. I was gone. I was doing conventions and workshops and everything. Nowadays, I'm down to about 5, but that's okay.
Well, that's manageable.
To me, they're beautiful. I love them. Especially when they go, oh, you're Mr. Pomerantz, and start drooling over me.
Well, and who doesn't like that, right?
For 5 minutes,
I love the people
love
watching. I love, because I'm in the exhibitors hall, so I get to see craftspeople and artists. And then the people walking around in their costumes and their cosplay outfits, it's just awesome. I just love that environment.
Cosplay wasn't big at the conventions I did. No, they had costume call. And you went to costume call, and a guy was dressed like Dr. Doom. I scared them out of me. You thought they lifted him off the comic book page. It was so, those are rivets and the, oh, God, it just... The costume blew me away. I mean, he's now working in L.A. now. You know what I'm saying.
I'm more
impressed with it. I'm very impressed with some of that. Let me ask you, what would you... Okay, a first-time writer comes up to you and says, how do I begin?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you do is you get a nugget of an idea.
Sorry, I'm sounding pissed. I got to correct myself. Him or her. Thank you.
Okay. You got to have a nugget of an idea. You have to not be afraid to write things down because you can't fix an empty page. You have to just sit down and write. Get your thoughts down because it can all be altered after it's all written down. Get yourself a notepad if you like to write by hand. Get yourself a computer if you like to type on it. And just start. You just have to start and keep on reading. That's what made me the writer I am today, is the amount of reading that I did before I even began. I was always an avid writer. I mean, always an avid reader. And then I started writing poetry, and then I started writing some short stories. And then, you know, writing... You got to read because that's what someone else has written. And these ideas, they start fomenting in your mind and percolating. And that's what you got to do. Keep on reading. Get the nugget of an idea that you have down. And don't think, oh, someone will probably have written it already. I don't care. Nothing is original anymore. It may be unique. It may be a unique twist that no one's done before. Or maybe someone has. Just start writing. Just start writing, and then don't stop. And
well,
here's the thing. If you have in mind that you want to publish, then make sure you finish your project. Right?
Okay.
Because you want others to see it.
I love when great writers give me advice like this. And I write. And I've been published. So I understand, but some of the new ones come up to me and they say, what do I do first?
Put pencil to paper, my friend. Put pencil to paper. That's what
I
you
used
do
to,
first.
Again,
and
long before computers got big, I used to carry around a notebook, a spiral notebook, and I had an idea. And I remember my mother and I were having lunch at a Chinese restaurant. My mother, God bless her, she's no longer with us, but I had an idea, and I just started writing, and I kept holding my finger up to give me a minute, and I was writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. I got 5 pages done. I said, and now, Mother, what did you want to talk about?
That's
the
awesome.
Word kill her son was almost a, you know, it's the life of a writer, but it was like almost kill her son was at the top of the list.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Also, too, you know, where do you start? You know, you got to pre-write. Nobody can get down to writing a serious story without doing some pre-writing and organizing. Know who your characters are. Know where your characters are going to be. Know what the conflict is going to be. What is the plot? What's the action? You don't necessarily need to know the ending, but you need to know where you're headed. like Elixir, out of all of my angel books, Elixir, I had no idea how that thing was going to end until I got there. And then I'm like, oh my God, really? It's going to end this way? I'm like, yeah, you stupid. You're the one who's writing it. I really had no idea. There were two options I could take, and I just, like, which one feels more compelling to me? And I haven't regretted it since. So just make sure you have an organization in, so that your ideas can shine through when you go to start writing the story itself.
Well, that's what matters.
And that's my pearl of wisdom for the day.
I'll take it. I'll take your pearls. I'll even take the diamonds in the rough too, because I love when you do when you talk from experience.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to say I'm really excited because
we have about 2 minutes of the hour, and I want to make sure I get. You tell them I know your name. You tell them your name, what you write under, so that way they can go to Amazon and they don't write me a letter going, I tried to look for her and I couldn't find her, and spell the name because I love it, and they're going to go, Dean like Dean Martin. No, you know, right.
Mm-hmm.
Please
right.
Tell them.
Hi, folks. My name is Dina Remiel, DeenaRemiel. You can find me at DinaRemiel.com. You can find me on Amazon. You can find me on all the major retail outlets that sell books. I write generally paranormal romance, romantic suspense, and supernatural suspense. But that's where I love to write. That's my sweet spot, is that paranormal element. I write stories that discuss and struggle with good versus evil, where we've got broken people that are reaching out and trying to live their lives, and they find another soul who can help them live the rest of their lives not as broken. You know, they're there to fix one another.
Understood.
So it's all about that. Yep. That's what I love to do, because that's
so
the world I want to see.
The romantic novel is the only book you haven't written. When are you going to write other books? What do you have upcoming that they should know about?
Well, Forbidden Union is upcoming. Just waiting to work on it with my agent and then send it off to the publisher. Right now, it's just all of my stuff that's out there that no one has. Maybe have read everything yet. I don't know if everyone's read everything, but all of them are really great reads. They really are. They're really plot-driven, and the romance is the subplot, so don't feel shy about it.
And how many books, do you have any books on audio? That's
from
Diana 127. Thank you, Diana.
Yes. Yes, Diana, I've got Trinity. My first angel book is on Audible. Yep.
Yeah,
that would be
I
a nice introduction.
Great questions. I love it. I got great fans with good questions. So
yes.
That's good.
Excellent.
In the minute we have left, any final words, ma'am?
Well, number one, I'm thrilled to hear you on the other end of the other end of the line. It just thrills me to no end. I love talking with you all the time. I love interacting with your listeners. And I'm just blessed to be here and to be able to write great stories and to talk to great people. And I wish you well on your further Blog Talk Radio shows.
My pleasure. Excuse
me.
Kathleen Ball will be here in the hot seat next week, so we don't have to worry about that. You know you're welcome to come back anytime you want, darling. You know that.
Thank you, my friend. You are the sweetest.
Remember, she said I was the sweetest. Yeah,
I did.
I'm patting my halo. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.